Welcome to the Smut Hive, where each week we, Jillian and Morgan, review a romance book, drink something yummy, laugh our asses off, and rant about what we loved, what we didn't, and of course, talk about hot, smutty sex. There will be spoilers, so if you want to read it first, close now and come back later.
We would like to note that this is an explicit podcast where we may talk about many taboo topics that include explicit sex scenes, subject matter that could be sensitive to some, and filthy language.
Hello, welcome back to the Smut Hive.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Morgan.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm tired. How are you?
You are tired. I'm hanging in. I'm doing the thing. Hey, so guys, we said last week that this week's episode was going to be the new J.T. Gesinger book, Fall Into You, which was book two of the Grey series. We had to switch that just due to, you know, life. So what we did read, though, was a completely different book, which we'll get into in just a minute. But as you can probably see from the title, oops, our bad.
Yeah.
But JT is going to come up next week.
So. Well, to be fair, the book just came out like 2 days ago.
Fair enough.
So, fair enough. Life.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I know what I'm buzzing about, but for you, audience out there, people, my poor Morgan, I'm so tired.
I just want some sleep, yo.
Life is kicking her in the face, man.
A little bit, yeah. I'm a little tired. I'm definitely going to take a nap after this.
You deserve it.
I know.
I hope that works for you.
Me too.
If not, I'll be there with like NyQuil or a shot, like whatever you need.
Anything.
To stay
oh my
asleep.
God, that makes me want to throw up a little bit just thinking.
The NyQuil?
No, the shot.
Oh.
Ugh.
See, it's usually with you, it's the other way
it
around.
It really
like,
is.
Like, NyQuil, ugh, shot,
yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, but I feel like a shot wouldn't knock me out like NyQuil would.
Mm.
So I'll take the NyQuil any day. Today.
I'll take a shot. Yeah. I don't want to live that NyQuil life. Yeah.
What are you buzzing about?
I did a really big new, like a shopping haul.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited about that. My husband will be like, yep, go shopping, do some stuff, buy some clothes, whatever. And I'll come home with like blankets and candles and things for the house or things for him. And like, you know, a t-shirt for myself. And he was like, seriously, because I don't know if any of you guys know this. I'm on this little bit of like a journey for me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing some things.
Self-care journey.
And I've lost some inches. Yeah. And I'm like pant sizes down from last year. So, yep, I needed all new clothes.
Rocking it.
So my sister went with me and she usually is in the support of the candles and the blankets because she doesn't like to clothes shop either. But we supported each other yesterday. I got my husband's credit card, got a big old fucking workout, and he came home and he was like, all right, tell me, show me, and there better not be a fucking candle. And there it was not.
There
so
was
I did my
no
little
candle.
Fashion show. I got many a new outfits, lots of fun things.
Nice.
So I'm super excited. So that's I'm set for fall and winter now.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. It was fun to do all the shopping.
Self-care journey. It's necessary.
I know. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some tan. I think,
yeah.
You know, sun's going away.
Yeah.
We're in the fall. Although here in Michigan, we've got 80s this week in October, which
so
is
so weird.
Weird. But then we'll be back down in the 50s and rain and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to lose my sun. So
tanning.
And I'm going to go see your bestie, who is an esthetician to the stars.
Yes.
I'm going to have like a new like face thing happening. And
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
It's
she'll expensive. Have you, she'll have you glowing. When I leave her, I'm like, I want to look like a glazed donut.
Yeah.
And I do every time.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kayla.
Yeah.
All right. So we did read a book.
Yes.
We read book one in the Paradise Club series called Paradise by J.A. Lowe.
Yes.
I've not read this author before.
Right. New author.
There are four books in this particular series, and it is an interconnected series.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first started reading this and some of the characters that she brought up, you can obviously tell they were in other books.
Yeah.
So I was just a little confused at first, but you're not really super invested in the side characters, although you know who they are.
Yeah.
So that they've got books that come up.
Yeah.
So I don't really know who is in this particular series versus who were in her other ones. I just suggest checking out her page.
Right.
And finding all her.
Because I think this is book one of this series. And I think there might have been at least two or three books in a separate series. I kind of wish I would have known that. Because I feel like a couple of the character relationships, I mean, they play a pretty prominent part of the storyline. And I was slightly, like, I kept getting them confused, the side characters.
Mm-hmm.
But I might go back and look and see.
Yeah. I just kept doing it like, okay, well, I obviously think that you, side character mm-hmm. A and side character B, are part of some other, you know, whatever. Yeah. But I just needed to remember, like, okay, there's a sister for the main female character. Yeah. There's a business partner for each of right. the characters, and they play a part. And yep. then, like, a cousin and some kind of royalty. Yeah. And also, these are rich people, yo.
Yeah.
So they travel amongst mm-hmm. in a lot of places. Right. So you start out in, like, New York, and then you're going to be in England. And yeah. you're going to be in the Caribbean. And yeah. you're just going to jet set all over yep. because these are fancy fucking people. Right. So there's that. Yep. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Also, what I really did like about this book, it is the dual POV.
Yes. Love it.
I love it that way.
Yep.
You get to see what everyone's thinking. And man, then were they thinking, overthinking, like, so much shit.
Yeah.
But here you go. Here's your stats, yo. So your main female character, we open up with her. Her name is Cameron, or they call her Cam.
Mm-hmm.
She is, like, a hardworking business chick. She is co-owner of an event planning Woo-hoo! Business. I know. So is my friend Morgan.
I know. I love that.
Yay. They do, again, fancy as fuck shit yeah. up in New York, even though they're starting.
Yeah.
She has a boyfriend who is also, like, a businessy guy, mm-hmm. like the son of a prominent CEO, yeah. CEO kind of a situation. His name is Harris. And you open up the book where she is walking in nothing but her trench coat to his office.
Get it, girl.
Because she has not seen him in a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's really busy. She's really busy, but she's making time and she's going to do something sexy as fuck. So right. she's naked underneath yeah. this here trench coat, and she lets herself yeah. up into his office.
See, now, at this point, I thought, she's going to walk in and he's going to be doing something with somebody. But he's not.
No.
Nope.
No, and he was like, hey, babe, what's up? Yeah. I'm so sorry. Like, oh, damn, you're fucking fine. Yeah. Let's do this. Yeah. So they commence to fuck
yeah.
in his office, and it's great.
I mean, hi, chapter two.
I know.
Like, I was like, all right, this is the pace we're setting. I'm into this.
Yeah. But then you're also really confused because you knew from just reading the bio of the right. book that this ain't the main dude of the book.
Right.
So what's you going to do here is what's yeah. happening. So, and here's where she takes you for a little mm-hmm. bit of a thing because it happens pretty quick. So we're still with Cameron, and she has a event she's going to, and here's the deal. Sometimes in the richy rich world, which we know nothing about here,
mm-hmm.
Famous people hire event planners to do an event for them, but not tell them who they are until the last minute so that nothing leaks right. to, like, the public and, you know, the public yeah. and the press. So she doesn't know who she's doing this really awesome fucking engagement party yeah. for, but she's arrived at the mansion doing all the things. Runs into her business partner. This is where you meet her. She's stressed as fuck too. And now the two owners, Cameron and her girl, they go in to, like, the study, and they're about to meet the rich folks.
Yeah.
So it's two sets of parents, and they're like, yep, our kids are engaged. It's a big old thing. And now you can finally meet them. Well, here's where Harris comes in.
Eek.
The engagement party is for Harris and his fiance. So he's been cheating on her the entire time they've been together. And he's trying to tell her, like, I have to marry this bitch because my daddy says I have to.
Right.
And Cameron's having none of that.
No, which I appreciated that character aspect of her.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, through the entire book, I was never annoyed with her. Like, I feel like she was very, like, balls to the wall. Like, my business is my life. Like, I just want to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't super whiny. She wasn't super emotional. I mean, she was, because obviously her boyfriend is marrying somebody else.
Right.
But she moves forth fairly quickly.
She does. And I think that her, like, she does kind of run away from it
yeah.
all because he's, like, blowing up her phone. And,
yeah.
you know, you can kind of see that Harris might have a little yeah. bit of some stalker tendencies.
Well, and they're socialites. So they're right. it's all over the papers and in the magazines, and she just can't see it.
Right.
Yeah.
So she wants to escape.
Yeah.
And this, her sister is London based.
Yeah.
And she's also some kind of a business chick running
yeah.
some type of business. And then there's, like, another friend that's in there that's possibly from another book. And she's mm-hmm. some kind of, like, royalty
something.
In England. And she's going to have to marry some fucker she doesn't want to marry. So they're all woe is me.
Yeah.
Let's eat this ice cream, drink this champagne. But,
yep.
you know, we'll move on.
Yeah.
So you kind of leave Cameron for a little bit. And this is where you open up with Nate. So here's Nate's deal.
Mm-hmm.
He owns sex clubs, like, really famous sex clubs all over the place. and all the big cities and all the big countries, and he's Richie Rich, and he's deciding he's going to open an actual sex resort.
Yes.
So they explain to you throughout this book what an actual sex resort is, and it sounds fucking amazing.
I want to go.
Really fun.
I want to go.
I mean, we'll get into some more descriptions of it, you know, as the book goes on, but holy fuck, that sounds awesome. So he's got, you know, the intertwined friendships with Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of know each other on the friendship level from way back. And it has to do a lot with like his business partner, who's a guy, I can't remember his name. And, her business partner, like how they have crushes on each other. Like, I don't know. It's a thing. But, Cameron's company is actually doing the event opening party for his sex resort.
Yeah.
So they do kind of a little bit of a flashback to where Nate and Cameron met at some point, like, you know, previous to all of this.
And like at a wedding, like in Monaco or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And, but like as she was being hired to do this thing, and they were kind of flirty and she was attracted and he was attracted.
Yeah.
And she's like, I have a boyfriend. And he was like, I respect that. But because they were flirty and drinky and have this like connection, he did still kind of tell her like, that's too bad because here's all
I would fuck your brains out. Yeah.
I would do to you if you did not have a boyfriend, but it's respectful, you know, and Cameron was respectful of the relationship, but she's thinking of, of Nate. She's thinking of like, obviously she wants revenge and she wants to just fuck because she made herself in this committed relationship with Harrison. It didn't work out because he was a fucker.
Yeah.
And so she, the first thing that kind of comes to her mind is like, oh, well, the sex club guy that I'm working for right now, Nate, our friend, he's hot.
And he, it comes out that he knows, Nate knows Harris from like college and he hates, they hate each other.
Right.
She doesn't know that yet, but she comes to that conclusion quickly.
Right. So it's like, all the side characters, how the friends are, you know, all intertwined between them, have made their calls, right? So, like, Nate gets a call, and he was like, yep, so Cameron's free again. This is what Harris did.
Yeah.
And Nate's like, yeah, Harris is a fucking dick, and it sucks for her, and oh, but maybe now I can shoot my shot kind of a thing. And so it's a thing. So they somehow, and I can't remember how it goes. I don't know if she calls him or
she gets drunk, and she calls him, or she texts him, and she's... says something sassy and sexy like or whatever.
Is that still on?
Yeah.
Like all the things you said you would do if I didn't have a boyfriend because I don't have a boyfriend now.
And he's like, I'm going to call you.
Right.
And we're going to talk about this.
So they do. They text. They talk. Yeah. They flirt.
They become really good friends.
They really do. Like closer than just acquaintances of their other
like friends with like sexual tension. Like you can see it and feel it, but like they haven't acted on it.
Right. And because, you know, he owns a sex club.
Yeah.
So he's dirty. He's filthy talking. And she's like, oh, well, you're talking about things I haven't done and I haven't experienced.
Right.
And so then her light bulb goes off. And she was like, I'm single. I have these services like that I didn't know existed in the world that I can completely, you know, do. And then I also have this guy who I'm attracted to who could fuck the shit out of me.
And can buy islands.
Right. And it will be able to guide me through my new kinky things that I'm about to hit.
Yeah.
So that's all interesting.
Yeah.
But they don't see each other for a little bit. So that flirting is all happening like as they're in different countries, actually.
Yeah.
And doing their thing.
Yeah.
And running their businesses. But it's like every day. Like he's looking forward to her text in the morning. And she's looking forward to the text that she gets before she gets to bed. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cute thing.
Yeah.
You can tell stuff is going to happen. So there is a friend wedding. So this is where they meet again face to face after all that time. And Nate has this conversation like where he's literally talking himself out of it. And but he's also jealous as fuck when somebody else at the wedding wants to talk to her and she's flirting back because, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So Nate and her, they kind of have like this moment where they finally get to be alone and he's pretty much telling her like, I don't want to cross the professional line.
Yeah.
Like my opening isn't for a couple months. I think that we can still flirt and we can still talk and text and be friends, but I don't think that we should really cross that line until after the grand opening because it wouldn't look good for either one of us, you know? And plus this is business.
Yeah.
So what if we don't gel?
Yeah.
You know, when we're naked.
And they're both very like business forward. So they will not put their business on the line for anybody.
Right.
At any point. And they've both made that very, very clear.
But so. They do something weird where it's like, oh, if we keep our clothes on, then we're technically not naked. So let's lay in a bed together.
What was that?
Touch each other, but you can still keep your panties on and I will keep my boxers on. And I'm like, are you 17?
Well, also, listen, if you're going to bring somebody to orgasm, that alone is crossing a line.
Exactly.
Just who cares if you have clothes on? I didn't understand that.
I didn't understand it either. It just kind of prolonged it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really necessary.
No.
So yeah, so they want to keep what they have and they're like, okay, well, even though we've made each other come, mm-hmm. we're still not naked.
Right.
So, but whatever, that's fine. They do decide at some point though, that they're just going to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know what? Forget about the fucking grand opening. We're both boss bitches. We're both taking care of our lives. And that's really great, but the sexual tension is entirely too much.
Right.
So when we do have a chance to actually be together, right. let's just fuck
let's
out.
Let's just do it.
But here's what we have decided, though. We're going to still fuck other people. Because Nate is very clear. Like, I've had relationships in the past, and they've never worked out because I run fucking sex clubs.
Yeah.
I get tired of fucking the same chick. I will get the wake-up blowjob service.
Yeah.
Like, there's a chick that will walk into my office and blow me and leave, like, if you can't handle
yeah.
that. And she was like, well, I'm going to fuck other people because
yeah.
I've been in a relationship
right.
that was a joke.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be strapped back
yeah.
down. Like, I want to fuck you, but I also going to fuck other people.
I found this part of the story very refreshing.
It was, because they were very honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not one was like, oh yeah, like I'm definitely gonna fuck other people, but like in the background, like, no, I'm not gonna do that. And I have feelings for this person, but I'm not gonna tell them and we're not gonna communicate and like wires are gonna get crossed. There was none of that.
No.
And I very much appreciated
yeah.
that story apart, that storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think though with Nate though, that he kind of doesn't really believe it. He was like, yeah, she's saying that now.
Yeah.
But the second that she knows that I'm with another woman, mm-hmm. like it's all going to flip. So he's not really, I would say he's invested in it. Like he's still invested in the sex because apparently it's the best he's ever had.
Yeah.
And he's invested in her and the friendship and whatever.
Yep.
And he's also like, oh, but we can be like friends with benefits, but we can also be like wingmen and I can teach her all these
yeah.
things. But if she doesn't decide to turn jealous. So
right.
he thinks that's how it's going to
yep.
end. And she's just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't
yeah.
give a fuck who you fuck. And
yeah.
so here's where it gets put to the test.
Yeah.
They're like talking on the phone and he had already ordered like a blowjob. Cause that's a thing.
When yeah.
in a sex club.
Yeah.
And so she can hear on the phone that like somebody else
yeah.
came in and she's like, oh, do you want me to let you go? And he was like, I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I didn't know that we were going to talk right now. So I am about to get my dick sucked
yeah.
by a chick. And she was like, sweet. And then the next thing he knows, it's FaceTime.
Yeah.
So she was like, yep. Okay. Now we're video calling, set
yeah.
it up so I can see it. She was like, hi, what's your name?
Yeah.
And this chick's like, I don't know. I'm some random chick. And she's
it's
like,
Jade.
What? Oh, Jade. She's yep. like, hey girl. Hey.
Yeah.
He really likes it when you hold his balls. And Jade's like, yeah, I know. So it's really fun.
It's wild. But
it is
yeah.
really wild, but it was really great.
Yeah.
It was really great. And he's just like, he thinks he's hit like the fucking sex god
right.
lottery at this point
yeah.
because she was zero jealous
yeah.
and she was totally into
yeah.
it.
And she's been very clear about like wanting to try new things. And he wants to show her those things.
Yeah.
So I really like their relationship.
Yeah.
Sexual or non-sexual. I just liked them together. Like their situationship.
Yeah. And it's very clear that she, you know, wants to participate in everything.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't know what she doesn't like until
yeah.
she tries. And that's like the attitude that
yeah.
she has. And I fucking loved it.
And that's the attitude he likes.
He does
yeah.
like it, but he also likes the control.
Yeah.
So he's going to control the experiences
yeah.
that she has. So I mean, they're kind of talking about it. And so and then, you know, they're back and forth or in different, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And then he just decides, you know what? I'm going to fuck it. I'm just going to take the day off. I'm going to helicopter in and she's going to meet me here. And it's one of his sex clubs. And I think this is when she's still in England.
Yeah.
So it's in like London or something. And so they meet at his sex club in London. And he was like, here's the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the experience levels. Here's the safe word.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the club, not the resort. Then he kind of tells you like, here's what you can get at the club versus what I'm going to
yeah.
offer at the resort. So that was interesting.
Yep.
But they're going to fuck at the club and they're
yeah.
going to experiment, but there are also going to be other people in
right.
the room because he is really just wanting to know up front if
yeah.
she can handle it in person. On the phone for
yeah.
FaceTime is one thing, but
right.
in person is something completely
Cause she
different.
Does say like her biggest like fantasy, but also the thing that she really wants to try. She just wants to be in a room blindfolded or like be in the dark. and just have people fucking her and she doesn't know who they are.
Right.
Like she multiple just people. Yes.
Yeah.
So he's like, I can get on board with that.
Yeah, because one of the swanky things at the resort is there's a dark room.
Yeah.
So that's a thing that'll come up later too. I think in this particular situation though, it's like the masseuse is there for her and but he doesn't, you know, he gets her off while Nate is getting his dick sucked again by the Jade girl and then like Jade can touch her and all these things.
Yeah.
So it's great and they fuck with these other people and then they fuck each other.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is that Nate's kind of letting her know, like, I think that we really should kind of only, like, we can fuck with other people when we're together, but I really feel like when we are together, it should be just you and me. Like, I just want to be in control of it is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
So, and she's like, I'm down.
Yeah. I think he doesn't like knowing that she's fucking somebody, but, and he can't be there. He likes to, like, watch.
Yeah. I think that he doesn't want her to like go home and just like fuck a random dude off the street. He wants her to be in that safety environment of the club so that he can control the experience. Yeah. But also he knows the people that work for him. Like he's vetted them, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yep.
So, and she's just like, yeah, I get it. Like I'm cool with that. But I think if she had the issue where if she met somebody and she did want to bring them home, I think she would be honest with him, but I still think she would have fucked him.
Yeah,
so,
agreed.
I don't know. You see if that comes up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they had the great experience at the club. He has to go back to the Caribbean for the resort bullshit, and she's going back to New York.
Yeah.
So she's back in her own apartment, in her own office, and this is when Harris starts stalking. He apparently shows up all the time.
He's batshit crazy.
He is. And she doesn't want anything to do with him.
Yeah.
She won't return his calls. She won't return his texts. He sends her a bunch of fucking presents, like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and she wants none of it.
I love that they get money for those things and
give
don't
it to charity.
Well, in his name, at like the cockroach, it's like a cockroach, like
preservation
something.
Society.
I don't know. I thought it was that was funny.
Yeah, she got like I think her sister and her friends and stuff. They all came up with that, so they sold all his shit.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Yeah,
I think that she has zero desire to like even hear what Harris has to say. And I just feel like you can tell at this point, he's just going to get creepy.
He's unhinged.
And he's going to come back into the story.
Yep.
Nate's not a fan.
No.
He doesn't like it. She's honest with Nate about like what's happening with Harris. And he was like, you know what? Fuck him.
Like, he's like, go to my apartment. To my like, apartment I don't like you there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it comes up that they have to go to like, I don't know, the soft launch or something for the sex resort. So what you're going to get though, is that she's going to go like a day before all the other people get here because her business partner and his business partner and their little side friends don't know that they're actually fucking.
Right.
They know they're kind of talking and they keep bringing up like, oh, Cam has a crush on me. Mm-hmm. And Cam is very much, no, I don't. Like, we're not going to be in a relationship. We're just really good friends right now. And I'm enjoying what I have. So back the fuck off me. So I really like that.
Yeah.
But once you do get into the sex resort though, like there's a lot of really cool fun things that are starting to happen.
Yeah.
All right. We're just going to take a quick break though, before we get into those.
Okay. Hey, Smut Hive listeners. Just a quick reminder. Don't forget to go onto our TikTok and Instagram page, like, follow, do all the fun things. We also have a link in our Instagram bio that takes you to Spotify and Apple. Leave us a review. Okay, we're back.
Yes. Okay, so Cameron is in the Caribbean. Where is it? Is it Monaco? That is wherever the sex resort is. I just know it's in the Caribbean. I don't remember where it is.
I don't think it's Monaco. I don't know where. I think it's like, I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, anyway.
They travel so much that I can't keep it straight.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And warm.
Yeah.
And okay. So he's giving her like the tour. So this is where they have some privacy because none of the other folks are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because, you know, again, they all don't know they're fucking yet. So in his brain, he's having a conversation with himself that he's a little mad because he's completely fallen for her.
Yeah.
But he still doesn't want the relationship.
Yep.
And so he's telling her again, like, she's like, why are you mad about that? And he was like, well, because, you know, I don't want this to fuck up. And she was like, we've already fucked other people like together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we, you know where I'm at. I don't want the relationship either. I'm down for whatever.
Right.
And he's kind of like, okay, well, you know, all right. And she can tell, though, that there's something wrong.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the feelings part of it, but he has them.
Yes.
At least he can admit them. So, you know, he's showing her all the cool things.
Yeah.
So I guess the only place that you have to have clothes on is in the restaurants.
Yep.
Because they're just like, yeah, no one wants to see someone's balls while they're like eating meat.
Right.
Balls,
right.
Know, kind of a thing. So, but you know, all these things, there's like an outside glass room mm-hmm. that you can fuck about in and other people can walk by and see you fucking. And then there's the dark room situation where it's literally a dark room.
Yeah.
And the lights will come on ever so often for like 2 seconds mm-hmm. so that it fucks with your sensory. You know, the rooms where you get tied up and then you order room service and you order masseuses and, you know, all the things. So
like, can I go there? Like, I wish this was a real place.
It could be. We're not rich and true. B, we did, you know, you can't fuck about in sex clubs.
So, that's true.
I mean, yeah. So, okay, so again, both of these characters have hit the sex jackpot.
Right.
Because they have each other, but they don't have the relationship, but they do. Yeah, you know, whatever. So she goes home.
Yep.
So the revelation kind of is, let's still fuck about. We're still not going to have those deep feelings and we're not going to call it a relationship, but yet we're like best buds and we flirt and all the great things. We just don't have the label. Cool. So then, you know, they get busy in their lives again. So like they don't really lose track because they still text and talk every day, but you know, it's just,
they haven't seen each other for a while.
Right. So he surprises her in New York. So he comes to her place. You know, he spends some time in her space mm-hmm. and then like, they kind of have been too, like they have this conversation, like, well, have you fucked other people? Cause you haven't really told me that. And I thought you would. And she's like, yeah, I'm busy. Like,
yeah.
And he's like, you know what? Me too. I haven't fucked anyone since I fucked you when mm-hmm. you were here. And she's like, what? And he's like, no, really? It surprises me too. So that's kind of where they're at. Their friends are starting to figure it out. So their friends are like, stop bullshitting us. They're not judging them. They're just like, hey, cool. You know, fuck about, but just keep this friend group tight.
Right.
So, it's kind of like they have this agreement now of like, okay, well, let's just add something else to this like deal. And the deal is I no longer want you fucking other people unless
I'm watching or there
and I'm there. So that was a little bit of a claim. Yeah. And he thought Kim was going to be a little turned off by it because she's so like independent at this point, but she was like, no, I'm down.
Right.
That's fine with me. Like,
I feel like at this point in the book, they really kind of start going back and forth a little too often for me.
Right.
Like, he says this, and then, like, the next chapter, he's like, oh, well, I want a full-blown relationship with her, but oh, I can't do it. But, oh, I want it, but I can't do it. And I'm like, okay, can we, like, get to a final decision here? It's too much back and forth.
Right.
Because for me, they're open and honest with each other.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what the need to go back and forth is. Just say, I have feelings for you, which, I mean, eventually, they do say that, but it takes forever.
It does take a long time.
And you both know the other has feelings for each other. So like, let's just get on fucking board.
Yeah. And like where he's the wishy-washy at this point, because he's telling himself, I want all of these things with her. And I don't want anyone else to have her, but I can't give her what she wants. Well, it's what you want too, dumbass. Right.
But also he tells her that and she's like, I'm sorry, but like, you don't get to decide what it is that I want or what I deserve.
Right. Cause she was like, nobody asked you for a relationship. Have I asked you?
Right.
And he was like, no, you haven't. And how come? And she's like, really?
Right.
So he's the wishy-washy one here
mm-hmm.
where I do feel like too, that she's cool with saying like, I'm about whatever, unless he says it. And then she'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
So that was weird too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they leave the resort, they go back home, and this is where douchebag Harris actually kind of makes his move. So like, I think she's walking down the street and he like grabs her and puts her in an alley and like threatens her. And she's like, okay, fuck off. Because I think Harris has found out now that she's fucking Nate and they all have the same socialite circle. So he knows about it. And she's like, none of your business, get away from me. So that starts to be a little bit scary, but she's leaving again to go back to the resort because it is in fact the grand opening.
Yeah.
So she kind of just puts Harris to the back of her mind because now it's work mode.
Right.
So, and now they're there with all their people.
Yeah.
So you've got your side characters. There's little side stories that are going on with the side characters.
I do like that, though, when she gets there, he walks up to her and kisses her in front of their whole group of friends.
Right.
It's like he's staking a claim.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting because he just got done telling her, like, I don't want a relationship still,
mm-hmm.
but like, I care about you, but I like don't want a relationship, but and let me like stake my claim in front of all our friends.
Right. And I don't want you fucking other people unless I'm there. But yet then he orders the masseuse guy that she fucked before to like come back and fuck her.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you sure this is okay? And he was like, it is because I organized it.
And right. I'm and I'm watching on camera.
So you're like, okay. So it's still weird. Like, you don't know if it's the infidelity line.
Like, where is the line?
It.
Yes.
They keep moving on what's acceptable and what's not. Are we with other people? Are we not with other people? Okay. Well, he decides in the grand opening that he is going to give her that dark room experience.
Yeah.
So he's let her know when she gets there. He was like, okay, here's this bed and I'm going to get you naked and you're going to lay on it. And then the lights are going to go out and they're not going to come back on for a minute. And when they do, it's only going to be for a couple seconds. And I'm just letting you know, there are going to be other men in this room and I've vetted them. So, and I've approved of them so they can fuck you. And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be like a rotation of dicks and you're just not going to know about it.
Right.
And she was like, you know what? I'm fucking down. And
right.
I'm like, yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Do your thing. So, you know, the way it's described and the way it's written, the sex is really great in this
book.
It is
really great.
As fuck.
Yeah.
He's a dirty fucking talker. She's a dirty talker.
It's very detailed.
Very detailed.
Yeah.
Very long. Like, you're getting what you get with sex in this book, for sure. This experience was really unique because you kind of could feel yourself there.
Yeah.
Because she was like, okay, well, one second I'm laying on my back and I think that's Nate that was between my legs getting me out, and then all of a sudden there's a dick in my hand and then a dick in my mouth.
Right.
And you're like, okay.
Oh.
And then, you know, Nate must have moved and now I'm smelling a different cologne and I'm feeling something different and I'm fucking and okay. So it's hot at first.
Yeah.
Really hot.
Yeah.
Well, then all of a sudden she hears Nate's voice coming from like the side of her and he's like, ouch. And so she kind of giggled a little bit because she thought maybe he hit his knee like on the outside of the bed because dark room.
Yeah.
Well, then there's kind of an aggressive fucker between her legs and she's like, okay, I think it's hot, but I'm thinking right now I'm not feeling hot.
Yeah.
And the lights come on and it's Harris.
Eek.
And he like is holding her down at this point and he's telling her like, I knew you were a slut. I never would have cheated on you if I knew you were this big of a fucking slut. And she freaks the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, I think she broke his nose.
Yeah.
Like, fucked his shit up. And nothing is really explained about the other guys that are in the room.
Right.
Like, you're fucking them or touching them and they're touching you and all of a sudden you're punching a motherfucker and you're running out the room. Right. So, she runs out the room and she ends up trying to find Nate. Like, I guess he's in the next room or down the hallway or whatever, but she walks in and sees him. Like two chicks, like he's laying down, there's a chick riding him and then like another chick in his face, like I don't know. And so she was like, you motherfucker, you left me in that room and Harris got me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm done. And she shut the fuck down.
Yeah. And she left.
She left.
But here's the thing about this particular situation. So let's take sex out of the equation for a second. He's like your best friend.
Right.
Do you honestly think that he would put you in that situation after telling you how much he hates Harris, telling you how he's going to protect you and keep you safe? And the first, I mean, granted, it looks bad, but you don't, I feel like I would have walked into the room and ripped the girls off him and been
what the fuck
are you doing? Instead, she just looks at it and leaves.
Yes.
Doesn't say a goddamn word.
Right. She just leaves.
I just can't. I was like, that just doesn't add up to me. Because she isn't that girl in the whole story. She's the girl that's literally like, let me rip your hair out and claw your eyes out. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck are you? And what are you doing?
Right. And I don't think it would have mattered, like, if she would have gotten jealous at that time. Like, yes, I understand something traumatic just fucking happened to her. And she's seeking Nate out because that's her safe, right?
Yeah.
That's her safety. And then you get this picture of like, oh, well, he's not about me. He is about fucking and blah, blah, blah. So even if you weren't about to, for me, I'm ripping a bitch's hair back right. off this dick.
Yeah.
To get his motherfucking attention.
Right.
But even if she's not crazy like me, she should have at least went around the bed to his face and looked him in the eye and said, what the actual
right.
fuck?
Right.
But she didn't. He doesn't know she's there right. and she just fucking leaves and falls off the grid.
Right.
But this is where you now find out he was unconscious.
Yeah.
He was drugged. That little ouch that he heard.
Yeah.
Harris injected him in the dark room.
Yeah.
And then set up the two chicks to, like, you know, roofie and yeah. rape his ass. And he didn't know what happened. I mean, his brother's taking him to the right. emergency room. And he has no recollection what happened. And they had to pull the security footage yeah. and all the things.
Yeah.
So she will not speak to him. Will not have, I mean, dropped right. her phone, like dropped off the, no one knows where she is, you know, all these yep. things. So all he can do at this point is take out his anger on Harris. And
yeah.
he does. Like, now Harris's family, the whole thing yeah. is like collapsed. They found out they were like human traffickers
yeah.
and it's all over the newspaper yep. and all this stuff. So Nate takes down Harrison and then he's like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm going to get my girl. So he finds her
yep.
and she's in Australia. One of the side characters' parents have a holistic retreat. Right. So she's all with the hippies. Okay. She's doing the thing.
Yeah.
So she is like, fuck all this noise. I just don't want anything in my brain. But she does like have her phone. So she is seeing the news of mm-hmm. what's happened to Harris's family. And she's like, yep, good.
Yep.
But then he shows up, Nate shows up and he's got, you know, she doesn't really want to have anything to do with them. Mm-hmm. And so he gives her like a letter. And he just puts it all out there. He's like, this is the truth of what happened. This is why I never would have done that to you. This is all the feelings that I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
You are my friend. You are the best thing that's ever happened to me. I do,
yeah.
you know, all the things. And she still, like, goes away from him. Like, I mean, he walks away while she reads this letter. But then she goes to, like, his room or whatever. And they just kind of look at each other. And she's like, oh, that was the truth. Like, okay, I'm at peace with that.
Yeah.
And I understand. But I still need time.
Yeah.
It, like PTSD or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I still need time. And he's like, okay. And he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's like 4 months later. So they've not literally spoken to each other,
yep.
texted nothing in 4 months, even though they all now know the truth of what
right.
happened. But there's so much hurt
yeah.
and trauma
yeah.
that they can't really get over it. So there's another wedding. These people get married all the fucking time.
There's a lot of weddings.
So many weddings. So they have kind of an awkward meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy that two weddings ago was flirting with her was kind of flirting with her again.
Yeah.
But she's kind of shutting it down. She doesn't really want anything
yeah.
to do with it. But Nate's like, oh, well, I wonder if she's going to fuck him. And you know,
yeah.
she's not really saying anything to me. And so they're very awkward.
Mm.
And he's very jealous. And she's just kind of like, why are you so angry? And he's like, I don't know why I'm so angry. I lost the fucking woman I love, kind of a thing. And
right.
she's like, excuse me? What was it?
Right.
I'm sorry.
And you can't, after reading that letter, you can't possibly not know that he's in love with you.
Right.
Like, girl.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
Like,
but, I mean, they, you know, within that chapter,
yeah.
they're back together.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be back together. We're okay. We'll go through the healing together instead
yep.
of apart. And they have decided to, like, absolutely no more sharing. Like,
right.
we just don't want to share each other anymore.
Yep.
And I think he says something too, like, I wouldn't be, like, even if we decided to still fuck around at the club and it's just with each other and other people, like, the second I put a ring on your finger and my baby in your belly, like, there is absolutely
yeah.
no other fucking penis touching you. And she was like, okay, I'm down.
Right.
So there's that. And then the I love yous.
Yep.
I love you. I love you too. Yay. Okay, mm-hmm. 6 months later, they're living together. They're happy.
Mm-hmm.
They're in therapy. They're
yeah.
healing. They're loving. They're still kinky as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's kind of like, they're, I don't know, it's like a Christmas holiday and it's snowing and they're dick drunk and he's
yeah.
fucking her. And he literally is fucking her and says, marry me. And she was like, did you really just ask me that while your dick was inside me? He's like, it was a good idea at the time.
Right.
And so then he puts a ring on her finger as they're fucking and she does scream yes. So they're going to get married. That's
I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that marriage proposal.
It would have been awkward as fuck if you would have said no. That
right,
would have been awkward.
That would have been awkward.
That would have been really
yeah.
awkward. Yeah. Yeah. So that's her happily ever after.
Yeah.
I'm sure because of how much these characters are kind of all intertwined and interconnected that they will come up again.
Yeah.
Because there are currently 4 books in this particular series. And I did look up that the next book is going to be Alex and Ivy, who I believe is his younger brother
and her sister.
Younger sister.
Yeah.
So that's going to be their book.
But her sister is not kinky. Like, she's
no.
very reserved and not sexually
promiscuous.
Yeah.
And I understand Alex from the little that you get of him in book one. He is kind of like how Nate couldn't take over the family business because mm-hmm. he wanted to do the kink business. So I don't think that the family disowned him, but they're just quiet about
yeah.
him. So the brother is like doing what mom and dad want him to do in the family business. Right. But I think that he also is like a player in the club.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's his brother and he is right. kinky and he yeah. fucks around too. So we'll I'm see. Sure Little Miss Ivy is going to hit the club.
Oh yeah.
And then we'll see what's going on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's book two.
All right.
I liked it. I liked the writing. I really liked the sex. It was very kinky. Mm-hmm. I liked the sex clubs and the resort yep. idea. Like all of that was really fun. My only thing is that it's really hard when you have the ex, you know what I mean? When you purposely don't make him crazy and then all of a sudden you make him really fucking right. crazy.
Yeah. It just doesn't track.
It didn't work out. There were too many side characters, too many destinations.
Yeah.
And there was also too much wishy-washy yeah. on Nate's behalf.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
yeah.
I mean, I really did like it and I probably will read the next
yeah,
book in
same.
The series.
Same.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, we have next week. JT Gessinger.
Yep.
For real this time.
Yes.
Morally Gray book two. This is called Falls Into You.
Yep.
All right, you guys have a great week.
Goodbye.